August 19th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Self-consciousness. Come unto me, Matthew 11:28. God means us to live a fully orbed life in Christ Jesus. But there are times when that life is attacked from the outside, and we tumble into a way of introspection which we thought had gone. Self-consciousness is the first thing that will upset the completeness of the life in God, and self-consciousness continually produces wrestling. Self-consciousness is not sin. It may be produced by a nervous temperament or by a sudden dumping down into new circumstances. It is never God's will that we should be anything less than absolutely complete in Him. Anything that disturbs rest in Him must be cured at once. And it is not cured by being ignored, but by coming to Jesus Christ. If we come to Him and ask Him to produce Christ consciousness, He will always do it until we learn to abide in Him. Never allow the dividing up of your life in Christ to remain without facing it. Beware of leakage, of the dividing up of your life by the influence of friends or of circumstances. Beware of anything that is going to split up your oneness with Him and make you see yourself separately. Nothing is so important as to keep right spiritually. The great solution is the simple one. Come unto me. The depth of our reality, intellectually, morally, and spiritually, is tested by these words. In every degree in which we are not real, we will dispute rather than come.